I'm Sean Power reporting. U.S. Congresswoman Ashley Hinson, the Republican nominee for Iowa's open Senate seat, visited the Plymouth County Fair on Friday afternoon, touring the fairgrounds and speaking with fairgoers inside of the Hall of 15. Speaking with KLEM, Hinson says fair season is a great opportunity to hear from potential voters on issues affecting them, including expanding E15 sales year-round.
I love county fair season. You get out and you get to hear directly from Iowans, and Iowans are not shy about what's on their minds. When I talk about policies like E15 and how important that is here in Northwest Iowa to support our farmers, they continue to want access to markets, right? We know farm economy is tough right now, and we're doing everything we can on the input side to lower those costs. I'm leading legislation to focus on transparency in the fertilizer industry so we can kind of push back against some of that, the consolidation that we've seen in the industry as well. So we're trying to address that problem while still focusing on more markets for our producers. But that's what I continue to hear as kind of the top priority in farm country.
Hinson's opponent in November, Democratic State Representative Josh Turek, received a major endorsement from former President Barack Obama earlier this week in a video posted to social media of the two playing basketball. Hinson responded by saying they should stay on the hardwood and away from Congress.
Another liberal endorsed my opponent. I'm not surprised by that at all. And, you know, they spent time on a basketball court playing a game of basketball. I think that's where they should stay because, their policies spell absolute disaster for Iowa. You look at what President Obama's health care policy did to this country. The Unaffordable Care Act drove up premiums and is still costing my constituents a lot of money in health care. He was divisive in the policies he supported, and I think that it's just another example of a liberal between him and Tom Harkin endorsing my opponent. That's the kind of senator he'll be, and I think that's wrong for our state, and I think Iowans will reject that in November.
Hinson and Turek, along with Libertarian candidate Thomas Lane, will face off in November for the open Senate seat currently held by Republican Joni Ernst, who announced last fall she would not seek re-election. The best 5 days of summer will wrap up this weekend with tractor pulling, pro wrestling, live music, and more. Today at 6 p.m., the Outlaw Tractor Pull will take place on the grandstand with six classes of high-powered outlaw trucks and tractors on show. The pull is part of the Outlaw Truck and Tractor Pullers Association's national schedule for 2026. In the covered show arena, Impact Pro Wrestling will be held starting at 7 p.m., while in Century Hall, Life Skills' annual quilt auction will be held at 2 p.m., 4-H and FFA Share the Fun at 6 p.m., and a presentation on the history of the fair at 8 p.m. On the Pioneer Village stage, Country Acts Big Time Grain Company and Adam Calvert will perform at 5:30 p.m. and 6:15 p.m. respectively, and country rock artist Jason Brown will perform at 7:30 p.m. Looking ahead to tomorrow, Figure 8 Hot Laps will be held on the grandstand starting at 6 p.m., while on the Pioneer Village stage, Quilts of Valor and the Fair Auction will be held at 4 p.m., Memories will perform at 3 p.m. and 7 p.m., while the Browns will wrap up entertainment at the fair at 8:15 p.m. with a special program celebrating America's 250th anniversary. For more information on this weekend's events and for a full list of events throughout the fair, visit PlymouthCountyFair.org. And that's a look at your local news. I'm Sean Power.